Former Senator Fred Thompson, the Republican actor who's considering a presidential run, announced yesterday that he has cancer. He was diagnosed almost 3 years ago with a form of lymphoma. Now it's in remission, he says, and not life-threatening. Thompson has had a long acting career, most recently as the district attorney on TV's Law and Order. He told Fox News he thought it was important that he be open and honest about his health condition.
I do think the day and age we live in, I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern, sure. Although a lot of people in politics have successfully dealt with it. But the American people have a right to know this.
Thompson's announcement confirms a new willingness by politicians to talk about health problems openly, but it hasn't always been that way, especially with sitting presidents. There is a long tradition of minimizing or even outright lying about presidential health. That's according to Robert Gilbert, who's a professor of political science at Northeastern University.
President Kennedy was suffering from Addison's disease. The White House denied that that was the case. President Eisenhower suffered a massive heart attack in 1955. The White House only admitted that it was a moderate heart attack, never used the term massive. Woodrow Wilson suffered a massive stroke. The first announcement from the White House was that he was suffering from indigestion. And so I think many illnesses have been concealed and many illnesses have been downplayed in terms of their seriousness.
Elizabeth Edwards, John Edwards' wife, recently announced that her cancer has come back. Are there other first ladies who have battled serious disease, and what influence did that have on their husband's ability to do their job?
President McKinley's wife suffered from epilepsy, and occasionally at White House functions, dinners, for example, she would have epileptic seizures. The president would frequently throw a napkin over his wife's face to conceal the fact that she was undergoing this unpleasant experience.
I don't think that would go over well in the 2008 race.
No, I don't think it would go over well now in the television age, but it was a little bit easier, you know, 100 years ago.
What right do you think the American public has to know about a candidate's or a president's, you know, bill of health?
I think this is a very complicated question. I think in some instances the American people don't understand certain illnesses, they don't understand certain conditions, and they might be tempted to conclude that certain conditions were a disqualification for someone running for president. And would it be fair to a candidate or a potential president or a president to reveal information that might be misunderstood by the country and that might lead to a reduction in the effectiveness of a political leader?
Robert Gilbert is a professor of political science at Northeastern University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.